And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 15th of February, 2010. It's the birthday of Galileo, Galileo Galilei, born in Pisa, Italy, 1564. It was Copernicus who suggested that it was the sun and not the earth that was at the center of the solar system. But Galileo defended that theory called heliocentrism and got in trouble with the Pope for all his trouble. It's the birthday of Susan B. Anthony, Adams, Massachusetts, 1820, one of the leaders of the women's suffrage movement. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Art Spiegelman, born in Stockholm, 1948, grew up in Queens, New York, his parents Holocaust survivors. They hoped he'd go into a profession like dentistry, but he loved cartooning. Went to college, dropped out to work full-time for Topps Candy as a designer and cartoonist. Worked for Topps for more than 20 years. He married a French graphic designer named François Mouly, and together they started the magazine Raw, comics for adults. And it was in Raw that Spiegelman wrote a comic strip based on his father's experiences in Poland during the Holocaust, a strip called Mouse, in which he depicted the Jews as mice, the Nazis as cats, and the Poles as pigs. It came out in two volumes, My Father Bleeds History and Here My Troubles Began. He and his wife also edited several books of fairy tale comics for children called Little Lit, including work by Neil Gaiman, Paul Auster, and David Sedaris. And it's the birthday of the writer and artist Miranda July, born in Barre, Vermont, 1974. A performance artist who sang with an indie rock group called The Need, wrote, directed, acted in a film called You and Me and Everyone We Know, and wrote a book of short stories, No One Belongs Here More Than You. Here's a poem for today by Nick Lance, entitled Portmanteauism, a title made from the words terrorism and portmanteau, and a portmanteau word is a word made by combining two words. Portmanteauism. Would it make a difference to say we suffered from affluenza in those days? Could we blame Reaganomics, advertainment, the turducken, and televangelism we swallowed by the sporkful, all that brunch and jazzercise, frappuccinos we guzzled on the SeaTac tarmac, sexcellent celebutants we ogled with camcorders while our imagineers simulcast the administrivia of our Alarmageddon across the glocal village? Would it help to say that we misunderestimated the effects of frankenfood and mutagenic smog, to speculate that amid all our infornography and anticipointment, some chrysotunity slumbered unnoticed in a roadside motel? Does it count for nothing that we are now willing to admit that the animatronic monster slouching across the sound stage of our tragicomic docusoap was only a distraction? Because now, for all our gerrymandering, the anecdata won't line up for us. When we saw those contrails cleaving the sky above us, we couldn't make out their beginning or their end. What, in those long hours of ash, could our appletinis tell us of good or of evil? Portmanteauism, a poem by Nick Lance, from The Lightning That Strikes the Neighbor's House, published by the University of Wisconsin Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.